This is Carolyn Umloff from Williamstown, Massachusetts. I had to feel some outrage this morning when I heard James Woolsey's interview regarding President Obama's, quote, dangerous pardoning of Chelsea Manning. When asked about the much more serious leaking by General David Petraeus, at the time our highest-ranking individual in charge of our intelligence and also a four-star general, Mr. Woolsey seemed unable or unwilling to remember that the general had lied to the FBI, showed, quote, intent to share much more sensitive information with his biographer, a woman he acknowledged having an affair with, as if in some way that allowed him nothing more than a short hearing, a fine, no jail time, and no loss of rank. And most recently, while still on probation, a consideration under the president-elect as a potential contender for Secretary of State. Who are we kidding if we don't see a double standard applied here?
Hi, I am a hospice physician, and I wanted to comment on Alan Chartok's just mentioned this morning when the subject came up of physician-assisted death. He has made this comment several times before that the only options for people are either to die in pain or to have assistance in dying. And as a strong advocate of hospice support, I'd like to argue that there is another option, which is to die comfortably surrounded by your loved ones, which is what the option offered by hospice. And I would love to hear more attention paid to this.
Hi, my name is Roy Thomas from New Windsor. Your show, The Roundtable, is appropriately named because all it seems to be is the three or four liberals that you have at that show going round and round, using every opportunity to bash Trump and all that he's trying to do for us to truly make this country great again, and you just can't seem to have it in you to recognize the dangers of liberalism and socialism. And, you know, I think you should at the very least attempt to be more neutral and to recognize all that Trump is doing.
Greg Harrison from Chester, Massachusetts. You're talking about Mary Tyler Moore. She was an advocate and an activist in more things than you can imagine. In Dutchess County, she was also a activist in saving the Blanding Turtle. So whether it be big, small, or in between, she was amazing.